Father John Washington was ordained a priest of Newark, New Jersey in 1935. With 6 years of parish ministry under his belt, Father Washington joined the army in December of 1941, immediately after he heard about the bombing of Pearl Harbor. On January the 23rd, 1943, after a year of military training, Father Washington boarded the SS Dorchester, an ocean liner converted to serve as a troop transport ship. The ship was headed for Greenland with about 900 soldiers who had been ordered to battle in Europe. Father Washington was one of the four chaplains aboard. He was the priest, two were Protestant ministers, and one was a rabbi. On February the 3rd, just after midnight, the Dorchester was hit by a German torpedo off the coast of Newfoundland. Soldiers, many of whom had been sleeping below decks, began to panic. But the ship's four chaplains went calmly through the ship, urging the men to evacuate and directing them to lifeboats. Not all soldiers made it to the lifeboats or even to the ship's deck, and life jackets ran out before all soldiers had been issued one. When that became clear, the four chaplains removed their own life jackets and gave them to nearby soldiers. The Dorchester sunk, and with it, 674 Americans died. Most of them had not made it to the lifeboats. They died in the frigid ocean waters of the North Atlantic. Among the dead were the four chaplains. They didn't board the lifeboats. Instead, they helped as many men as they could get off the ship. And then they linked arms and prayed together as the Dorchester sank. Soldiers who survived said that as they shivered in lifeboats or floated in the water hoping for rescue, they listened to the chaplains praying together, singing hymns, and reciting scripture.